Here's how the program works. Gun owners voluntarily turn in their guns and get paid up to $300 per weapon, no questions asked. Police Chief Ray Riel said as a result of the day's haul, three highly lethal assault weapons were taken in and another was a stolen assault rifle. Others included relics and high-capacity handguns. Debbie Thomas from the East Mountains of Albuquerque sold a handgun and says she feels good about it.
I think it's a good program. I believe in it because it's getting guns off the streets that don't need to be on the streets. And at the same time, they're going to be destroyed in a proper manner. Going to the pawn shops and stuff, you take the risk of not knowing who the guns are going to be sold to.
But just outside police headquarters, several Albuquerque residents who say they are collectors were intercepting some weapons before the owners made it inside, a practice that is legal in New Mexico.
$250 right now.
Show me the cash.
All right.
I love making money.
Jesse, who preferred not to give his last name, said they had no plans to sell any of the arsenal they collected on this day and that they wanted to save them from destruction. In response, Mayor David Koss, who initiated the buyback program and who owns guns himself, said selling guns on the street just adds to potential gun violence.
You know, they're out there buying guns, and who knows who they're going to sell them to? How many criminals are they going to sell them to? We don't know. They can tell you they're not, but the truth is, we don't know. Anybody that brings their gun in here, you know what's going to happen to it.
Police Chief Ray Riel was pleased with the turnout, but he adds that the best way to reduce gun violence is to keep guns out of the hands of those with mental health issues. He says that even though there's a national database aimed at preventing that, it needs strengthening.
It's sorely lacking. While the law requires that people who are mentally ill be reported to the system, there's no teeth in it, there's no enforcement, and there's really no mechanism to get that information out there.
Still, Chief Riel agrees with people like this gun owner, who wish to remain anonymous, that gun buyback programs like this one are symbolic.
The problem is not going to stop because of this, but at least we're showing some concern and trying to do something about it.
Santa Fe plans two more gun buyback days in the coming weeks. For KUNM, I'm Deborah Martinez.